Hello, sex fans, and welcome back. Today is Monday, August 25th, 2008, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That would be me.
Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat, or are you just enjoying the show?
Well, either way, I'm delighted to bring you part two of my interview with the oh-so-lovely and ever-so-talented Jordan LaRousse and Samantha Sade. Together, they are the literary goddesses who bless us with one of the best erotic sites on the web, Oysters and Chocolate Erotic. That's oystersandchocolate.com, don't you know? If somehow you missed part one of this titillating interview, check out the podcast archive on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com and look for last week's podcast, which is number 76. Again, this week, our guests will treat us to a taste of some of their favorite erotica. You don't want to miss this, people.
Good work. Very good work.
Of course it's good work, darling. We're all professionals here. Today's podcast is appropriately brought to you by one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Dr. Dick's Stockroom. You'll find this treasure trove of sexually stimulating toys, implements, and fetish gear right there at the top of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the My Stockroom tab. You'll enjoy shopping at Dr. Dick's Stockroom because it's just so damn fun. And, I might add, easy. Yes-a-ree, sex fans, you can spare yourself the embarrassment of skulking down to your local sex emporium to pick up all those nasty toys you've been drooling over. You can forget about seedy storefronts in unsavory neighborhoods, and you don't have to worry about leering salesmen scrutinizing what you buy. Why? Because you shop from the privacy of your own computer, that's why. Thanks to Dr. Dick's Stockroom, it's never been easier or more discreet to be a big fat pervert. Be sure to take a moment out of your hectic schedule and visit My Stockroom today. You'll be glad you did.
They said you was hung!
My goodness, we're getting personal today. Hey, listen, before we begin today's delightful show, I'd like to remind you of the toll-free Lickety-Split Sex Advice podcast voicemail hotline at 866-422-5680. Got a question or a comment? Want to rant or rave a bit? Or maybe you just want to talk dirty for a minute or two? Why not get it off your chest and give Dr. Dick a call at 866-422-5680. Remember, it's free. Okay, on with the show. Welcome back, you guys, and thank you so much for joining us. Let's pick up where we left off last week. Your website, Oysters and Chocolate Erotic, is an amazing success. What do you suppose accounts for your success? Probably one of the reasons is you've been around for a while, haven't you?
We have. We've been around for 3 years now.
That's like 100 years in cyber years.
It feels like 100 years, but they've been wonderful 100 years, let me tell you. The three things that have gotten us through these years are really passion, patience, and perseverance.
Well, the P's.
That's something amazing. Yeah, P words, you know, pussy, penetration. Penis, passion, patience, you know where I'm going. Anyway, but it definitely hasn't been easy. There have been times when we've wanted to quit. Luckily, we've never wanted to quit at the exact same time. Uh-huh. I usually want to quit in July, and Samantha usually wants to quit in January, so we've been able to pull each other through those times.
Oh, good. Good.
We love what we do. We love it so very much, and we feel like we're following our path, for sure.
Is it an all-consuming kind of thing? Do you have private lives, or is this taking over your life?
It is very all-consuming.
Isn't it, though?
We haven't been on vacation in 3 years.
Oh, there's a club for that, and I'm the president, but you guys can be the secretary and treasurer if you want.
All right.
Yeah,
the No Vacation Club, we're going to call it.
Exactly.
We're in Costa Rica together and, like, checking our email. Uh-huh. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Email, posting stories.
Right. So what accounts for your longevity? I mean, besides the fact that you have, you're able to buoy one another up when your spirits flag.
You know, first of all, just that we've been around as long as we have now, it's like we can't give up.
Uh-huh.
We've seen some sites come and go, and we really see like a growing, burgeoning community of erotica writers out there, and we just want to stay part of that.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, I don't know about Jordan, but even when I'm complaining about my job, I still love it so much, and
right.
We just really can't beat that.
Right. Do you, so you encourage other people to contribute to your site, yes?
Oh, yeah. We have hundreds of contributors. We have hundreds, writers and artists, and we couldn't do it without them. There's no way we would have
right.
enough content between
right.
the two of us.
Yeah.
So what we really do is go out there and connect with the community, and we just get fabulous writers contributing and artists.
So probably there'll be people in our audience today who have toyed with the idea of writing erotica, or perhaps even have written erotica, haven't shared it with anyone. If somebody would go to your site, would they find a way of connecting with you and offering their thoughts or their stories or poems or whatnot?
Definitely. Just go onto our site, and we have a submissions form, and they can. It's very easy. Just fill it out, plop your story in there, and send it on.
Can
and
they
then wait?
Yeah,
because we are some busy women, and we get a lot of stories. But we will respond to everybody.
Oh, good. And let's say that I live in a convent, but I've written really naughty stories. I don't have to use my own real name, like Sister Mary Holywater, do I?
The only place we need your real name is in our contract, but
see.
That is totally private information.
Right.
You will be published under whatever name you want.
So a nom de porn, nom de erotica, or whatever. Wonderful.
Exactly.
Let me ask you some personal questions. Who inspires you? Each of you, you can take a moment. And who is an inspiration to you?
Wow. Well, my first inspiration, and I know I've already waxed on about how much I love you, Samantha, but you are definitely my first inspiration. We have a love affair over here. That's another reason we've been around so long. We just adore each other and work very well together. But, you know, the one thing I love about Samantha is she keeps her cool when we're challenged by those meanies out there. I'm the redhead, and I always want to freak out when we get a mean email. And I know better. I don't freak out. I stop. I call Samantha up, and I'm like, can you please deal with this? And she does. She kills them with kindness every time.
Wonderful.
Another inspiration for me would definitely be my boyfriend. He supports me. He understands exactly what I'm doing and accepts my wild child side. He lets me obsess about the website and about the business for hours and hours on end and listens to me.
Good as gold
then,
there, I would say.
Yeah.
And my mother, whose openness about sexuality has really allowed me to grow into my own.
Huh. Huh. How about you, Sam? Who are your inspirations?
Well, of course, Jordan. For me, she is so sexually honest and open, and I really respect and admire that. Also, she's my inspiration because she just runs the site with such grace and competence, and she's just such a smarty. And it's interesting that Jordan talked about her mom, because I would definitely have to say my mom is definitely inspiration to me as well. She was always open about sex when I was a child, and she definitely taught me to cherish and respect sex as a woman. Other inspirations would be our writers and our artists. We have such talented people who contribute to ONC, and it just wouldn't be the quality site that it is without them.
Well, I just absolutely have to comment on something. Here you are, two very progressive women, doing stuff that I really admire, and both of you identify your own mother as a major inspiration in your life. How fantastic is that? That's downright amazing in my book, don't you know? Maybe it's because I hear from so many people who are troubled sexually, what with doing all the whole advice and counseling thing. And more often than not, we can trace the cause of those troubles directly to the person's upbringing, in general and their parents in particular. As a child, the person was either denied access to essential information about their body and or sex, or their parents passed on a pathological fear or loathing of sex to their child. How refreshing it is to hear you say that your mothers were exemplary at the task that so many others seem to fail.
Thanks, Mom.
Really? I mean, that's an anomaly. You must admit that, right? I mean, you don't often run across other people, you know.
That's true, and we have seen the effects of ill parenting, so
yeah.
We're very, very happy with what we have.
Well, I think that's an interesting point, too. I mean, our moms were open with us and, you know, had these healthy attitudes about sex, and here we are, these healthy adults with healthy attitudes
right.
about sex.
Because one does pass on the pathologies, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're crippled and tortured about sex yourself, certainly that's going to be passed on to your kids. If you're happy and healthy and open and relaxed about your sexuality, that's going to be passed on as well. So, I mean, there should be no great mystery there, I don't think.
Great. Oh, and the other thing is, I'm actually a mother. I have a almost 12-year-old daughter.
No kidding.
And one of the huge questions I get all the time is, you know, what do you tell your daughter that you do? You know, and it's just baffling to me. I'm like, well, you know, I tell her what I do. I don't let her go on the site because it's 18 and over site.
Right.
But I do tell her that, you know, we deal with erotica, and I'm very open about it. She knows more about sex than probably any child her age, but she's super positive. I really know that when she's ready to have sex, she's going to come talk to me about it. She's going to, you know, we're going to be able to talk about birth control options. I mean, she's not going to get pregnant when she's 18, so
wow.
or 15. So all that kind of stuff. It's really good. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that I'm passing on the positive.
Oh, it sounds like it to me. Sounds
yeah.
like it to me. Kudos to you.
I think so.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you identify either one of you if you have a sex hero, somebody who is heroic to you in terms of sexuality?
I do.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good. I'm dying to hear.
Actually, one of my favorite porn stars is named Heather, and she does an amateur site called I Deep Throat. And she's shown me all I need to learn about deep throat and giving deep head. There's a plug for you, Heather. Now get on our site and let us interview you. Right?
Oh, how grand. How grand.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And then there's authors like Anais Nin, who
yes.
kicked off erotic writing in the U.S. And I also love Henry Miller because he writes some amazing sex scenes in his literature.
Yes. So. Sam, how about you?
Well, I have to say that my number one sex hero is my husband.
Whoa.
Yeah,
no kidding.
He brought many years of experience into our marriage.
He's a lot older than her, Dr. Duggan.
Yeah, he taught me all the best tricks I know.
Oh,
so.
Gosh. No kidding.
Yeah, Anais Nin is also a hero of mine, as well as Anne Rice for her Sleeping Beauty series, which I spent far too much time with as a young woman.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And okay. I have to admit, I have no names, but any woman who can ejaculate on camera, that's pretty heroic.
Well, you know, a good portion of that stuff is really faked, but...
Oh.
Oh, bummer, Dr. Dick. Mr. Wrecka moment.
Can
you fake that? Abso-fucking-lutely. I mean... Female ejaculation, the real female ejaculation, and, you know, I've talked about this with other sexologists, and Michael Perry, in fact, was one of the people I've talked about this in a podcast. A female ejaculation, a real female ejaculation, is just, you know, droplets. You know, those big squirters, you know, the ones
I've
that look like Noah's flood.
The squirting, actually.
No kidding. And it was real ejaculate and not urine.
It was real, yeah.
Well,
real and really surprising.
Yeah. Not that,
but
you
yeah.
Not that this is a bad thing. It's just that, you know, and because I hear from women all the time, and men too, who said, you know, how come my girlfriend can't do that? And I said, well,
yeah, it's not common.
Yeah. We're going to be happy about that because, you know, people would be floating out of their bedrooms and whatnot.
We actually have a friend who's a regular ejaculator, and she tells us all about it all the time.
No kidding. Well, we'll have to go into great detail about that another time. So what's going on with you fine ladies in the future? What does the future hold for Oysters and Chocolate?
Well, the most exciting thing that's happening right now is we have our first ever print anthology. It's coming out May 2009. So
say again the date?
May 2009.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So that's taken up a good portion of our year to put together, and we actually just got our list of 20 final stories from our editor at Penguin Publishing.
Wow, Penguin's good
so
house.
Yes, it is. So we're very, very happy. And we expect that'll be our first of many books. The other thing that's going on is we have increasing media exposure. It's been quite a journey. We've been on the radio recently. We had a magazine cover. We're now with our lovely Dr. Dick.
I'm glad you could fit me in.
We
your media bitches.
Too.
You know, the media bitches. I can hardly get them to sit down for 5 minutes with me.
Exactly. So we're going to be seeing a lot more of us in different media outlets.
Outstanding.
And, of course, we're going to continue on our path of being the champions of female sexuality and the number one purveyors of fine erotica. So we have big plans.
Excellent. Sam, do you have stuff to add?
No, it's just that, you know, we're going to continue our goal of publishing the best erotica out there and turning women on.
Well then, what do you say we do a little erotica interlude right about now? I so loved the poem that you read for us last week, Samantha. Do you have another tidbit up your sleeve for this week?
I have a little snippet I can read here. It's from a story called Holy Mary. And it's by one of our favorite writers, Bree is her name. From the first day of all girls Catholic high school, it was Mary I worshipped. It started innocently enough, sitting next to each other in mass with our bare knees pressed together, side by side, as we kneeled in the pew. We waited breathlessly for that moment when everyone in the church turns to each other to shake hands. It was sanctioned touch, our palms pressing together in earnest, eyes locked, long, delicate fingers lingering a little longer than they should. By the time we graduated, we found ourselves in confession. The first time we kissed was in an empty church. I crossed myself with holy water, and before I could think better of it, I crossed her too. Her nearness was too much to bear. I was compelled to anoint her nose, her mouth. I moistened her lips with my finger, and her pink tongue escaped to welcome me. We moved instinctively to our knees, hidden behind the pew. I lifted her modest dress above her head and watched in awe how the light streaming through the stained glass, danced in patterns of blue and gold on her creamy skin. I hovered over her, not sure what to do, my breath hot on her neck. Her lips met mine. "Take this," she whispered, her tongue exploring mine, "and drink it. This is my blood." "Take this," I murmured into the curve of her breast, "and eat. This is my body." She arched her back like a cat, raising her hips, an offering. I knelt before her to worship, gingerly, like a deer at a salt lick. As my mouth found the dampest part of her pale cotton panties, she cried the Lord's name. I nosed the fabric to the side, revealing her to be perfect and pink and surprisingly slick. I leaned in to taste her. She was sweet and warm. Suddenly, I felt omnipotent, no longer unsure. I began to move my tongue by instinct, in slow, languid circles, then flicked quicker, with urgency. I spoke to her in tongues, and she understood. I drank from her, murmuring the rosary into her core. Hail Mary, full of grace. Mary squirmed and bucked beneath my touch. The Lord is with thee, I murmured. Each the flicked at her center and lapped all the way up. Blessed art thou among women. I stroked the words with my tongue over and over. She shuddered as I praised her, delivered her, and brought her to the brink and back again. I delivered her to herself, to our mutual revelation.
Yay!
Wow. Holy cow. as a former Catholic priest, that really hits home.
Are you really former Catholic priest?
You betcha. I'm the only Catholic priest in the whole wide world with a doctorate in clinical sexology.
That is so interesting.
Freaking cool.
Yeah. I was in the saddle for 20 years, and 15 of those I was being punished, but it wasn't a happy association, I can tell you, but it was a very interesting time in my life. There you have it.
Fascinating.
Sure, it lends you a whole different perspective.
Yeah, it does. Many people are really both scandalized and struck awe by my previous life, but it all works together for me, but there you have it.
My faith. So we have another story.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's called Cherries, and it's by Alice Sturdivant, and this is actually a story that we just found out is going to be in our book.
Oh, yay.
So this is like a preview. I don't think Alice even knows that she's been accepted yet.
No.
Well, she'll find out now.
Yeah.
The plate was so black against the tablecloth. At first glance, it seemed a hole had opened up in the table. Alone in the midst of the dark were three bright red oversized cherries, like neon lights. Interesting, if a little disappointing. She frowned, unsure of what to think. Her arousal dimmed a bit. Her thumb, which was pressed up against her clit, eased the pressure while her left hand plucked up one of the stems. Her mouth opened, brain expecting the familiar glassy taste of maraschino. The rum hit her nose before her tongue, heat flooding her mouth before her teeth burst the delicate skin, and then an explosion of sweet, almost sharp cherry, compounded with a hint of almond that made her close her eyes and emit a blissful moan. A tiny bit of thick cream burst across her tongue, and it reminded her of, oh God. Her eyes blinked open and locked on his espresso gaze from across the dining room. He stood there, coolly appraising her reaction. She wriggled in her seat, her core suddenly liquid at the thought of him watching her, while reaching determinedly for another of the cherries. Now that she knew what to expect, she made a little show for him, letting the pink cup of her tongue dart out to catch the cherry before it disappeared between her lips. She closed her eyes again. It was hard to concentrate on the flavor and also the tight coiling of pleasure that her right hand was discreetly producing beneath the table. She took a moment to regain her composure. She sought his eyes again, finding them, and at his nod of acknowledgement, made a desperate, lucky grab at the last cherry and popped it in her mouth to cover the fact that she was gritting through her teeth as she came.
Hot stuff.
Hot stuff.
Hot stuff. See, now that, you could film that.
Yes, you could. And I think that would be a beautiful film.
That would be a beautiful film. An erotic film, I'll bet. Gosh, good. Before we conclude, can you give us your web address and walk us around a bit and let us know what we would find on your site?
So we are at oystersandchocolate.com, and the erotic stories on our site are categorized into 5 different sections. We have vanilla, which is the classic flavor for the traditionalist in every woman. It offers straight stories, stories with straight sex between one man and one woman. Mm-hmm. We have a dirty martini section, which is stories with a twist. We have fetishes, threesomes, foursomes, moresomes, any kind of weird kink that we can't categorize anywhere else. We have licorice whips, which explores the world of BDSM.
Wow.
Our All About the Oysters is our category for bisexual and lesbian fiction. And we have a new category called Banana Split, which features gay male sex stories.
Get out.
I love it, yes.
That's our favorite new section.
That's our favorite new section.
I'll
we
bet.
Enjoy that one a lot. And, you know, it's not very big because we just started it.
Let's make it bigger.
Love. Please, any gay writers out there who have some great stories for us, that's one section we're having a hard time filling out. So.
Good. We'll have to mention that in the posting is on my site as well.
Yes.
Yeah. We also have the sex advice columns, Ask Jordan and the Book of Joe, featuring our favorite Dr. Dick.
Oh, yay.
There's a monthly Sex for a Scope called Sexoscope, and we also have articles of all kinds, reviews, book reviews, movie reviews, website reviews, toy reviews. We have a monthly reader's question through which we try to encourage reader involvement.
Wow.
And we have a story rating system, mm-hmm. and some fun, a fun commenting system through Discus, so readers can post comments on all written content.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have beautiful galleries.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Do you guys have like a forum kind of thing, or is that what happens in the Discus?
Yeah,
that happens in the Discus. We did have a forum for a little while, but it was getting spammed so bad.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we had to put that by the wayside.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
we have new content every working day of the week. We don't do new content over the weekends, but we recycle old and good content. And the site is organized so that visitors can browse content by what's new, the highest rated, most viewed, and we'd love to hear from our readers about what they like and what they don't like and what they'd like to see.
Yes. Dr. Dick has been on the receiving end of the not so much liking.
Oh, yes. There was a fabulous thread on one of your articles.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
Know,
it's one of the most interesting conversations for sure.
You know, it's
really
curious because I got more of a interaction and response on your site about that than I got on my own site, which is really
wow.
kind of an interesting thing. I was really pleased. Well, listen, you guys, I'm in awe. This is one of the best conversations I've had with anyone. So easy, so charming, so delightful. You guys are truly present when you speak, and it's clear to me and anybody else who's going to be listening in that you have a great passion for what you do, and it shows.
Thank you.
Thank
you. A lot to us.
Thanks for sharing so much of your precious time with us.
You're welcome.
Good.
It's been such a pleasure having this conversation with you as well.
Thank you.
And of course, we love having you as a contributor to our site.
Oh, and I love being there. It's a great extension to Dr. Dick, believe me.
Good.
Well, thank you again, you guys, and we will be seeing one another in cyberspace.
Thank you, Dr. Dick.
Be well. Well, that's it for today, sex fans, and I'm so glad that you could join me. Tune in next week for more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's Stockroom. Listen up, you guys. If your sex life needs a little sprucing up, and whose doesn't, I want you to mosey on over to my online sex emporium and pick out something really naughty for yourself or one of the other perbs in your life. I mean, if you can't find what you're looking for in my stockroom, you'd better just call off the search right now. Dr. Dick has put together a dazzling array of products that will liven up even the most ho-hum sex life. Not sure what to buy? Take a look at my product review page. It's chock full of swell gift-giving ideas.
Hey, what's so important?
Well, I'll tell you what's so important. You can find Dr. Dick's podcasts on iTunes. Once in the podcast section, all you have to do is search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice. And don't forget to subscribe. Hey, and feel free to leave a comment when you do. Until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex? That's even better. Over and out.